Is business feeling a bit quieter lately? Before you panic or start filling your time with busy work, what if you use the slower season to strengthen your systems? In this episode, we'll talk about how smart business owners turn downtime into strategic momentum. You'll learn how to identify weak spots, improve key processes, and build small business systems that support sustainable growth without burning out. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello and welcome back, small business owners. I'm so glad you're here. Before I jump into today's episode, I want to give you a quick heads up. Today's episode is actually part two of a conversation we started last time. So if you haven't listened to the previous episode, 104 yet, I highly recommend you queue it up next. In that episode, we talked about all what happens during a summer slowdown in our business. The dip in sales, the decrease in urgency, the extra space on your calendar, and why it's not something to panic about. I reframed it as an opportunity instead of a problem, and today we're going to build on that idea. Because once you realize that a slower season isn't a crisis, it's actually a gift, the next question becomes, what do I actually do with this time? And one of the most powerful answers is this: you strengthen your systems. So let's walk through what that really means and how to use a quiet season to set your business up for smoother operations, more time, and more energy when things do pick up back again. All right, so let's be honest. None of us really want a downturn, right? But for most small business owners, especially in the online space, slower seasons are part of the rhythm. Maybe it's summer and your audience is on vacation, maybe it's the end of year and everyone's tapped out, or maybe your sales cycle naturally has ebbs and flows. Whatever the reason, there are two ways that we as small business owners can respond. One, we can fill the quiet with panic, last minute promotions, and busy work just to feel productive. Or two, we can step back and look at our business from a big picture perspective and work on it instead of just in it. And that, my friend, is where systems come in. Because when you're in the middle of a launch or you're juggling client projects or trying to keep your inbox from exploding, you don't have the mental space to think strategically. You're reacting. You're doing what's urgent and what's necessarily the most important. But during slower seasons, you've got a window of opportunity to look under the hood of your business, to evaluate what's working, what's clunky, and what could run more smoothly if you made a few intentional tweaks. This is the time to fix those bottlenecks, to clean up your processes and create systems that will support you when things get busy again. Think of it like strengthening the foundation before you go and build the next floor. When business picks back up, and it will be ready for it. So what do I mean when I say systems within your small business? I'm not talking about complicated automation setups that, you know, require a computer science degree or spending thousands of dollars on tools that you don't really need. No, a system at its core is simply a repeatable process that helps you do something more efficiently. It's the difference between staring at a blank email draft every Monday morning versus following a simple content calendar that outlines what kind of email you're going to send this week. It's the difference between manually adding every new client to your calendar, sending them a custom welcome email, and digging in for your onboarding documents versus having one link, one email, and one folder that handles it all. It's the difference between repeating the same instructions over and over again to a certain team member versus handing them a clear step-by-step checklist or recorded walkthrough. Systems don't have to be fancy. They just have to be functional. And here's the best part. As a small business owner, you're in the perfect position to create systems that actually work for you. You don't have red tape. You don't have a 3-month committee meeting to approve a change. You can decide today to make things easier and then go implement it this week. A system could live in a Google Doc, could be in a project management tool, could be a folder on your desktop, or even a sticky note on your wall. It doesn't matter. What matters is that it makes your business smoother, more predictable, and less reliant on your brain power 24/7. So let's dig into why strong systems are really a small business owner's safety net. Here's something I want you to think about. And this is especially true if you're a solopreneur or you run a business with a very small team. If everything in your business lives in your head, your business isn't scalable and it's not sustainable either. Strong systems on the back end act as a safety net. They catch the things that would otherwise fall through the cracks when life happens. And let's be real, life is going to happen. It always does and it always will. Whether that's a family emergency, a vacation, a surprise opportunity, or just a really bad week, your systems are what keep the business from falling apart when you're not 100% available. And I've experienced this firsthand. When I first started working with clients one-on-one, I did everything manually, booking the calls, keeping track of contracts, writing and sending recap emails, all of it. Nothing was centralized. I'd be digging through my inbox for notes, rewriting the same emails over and over, or trying to remember where a client was in a certain process. It worked, kind of, but it definitely wasn't efficient, and it wasn't sustainable long-term. Over time, I've started to realize how much smoother things could be with the right system in place. I've learned more about a certain tool called Airtable, and I've slowly built what I now call my client hub. So now, here's how it works. When someone books a call with me, they're automatically added to a tab in my Airtable base. If they become a client, they get moved over to the main client tab. Everything I need to support them is there. Their contract, their upcoming calls, their call notes, their milestones, even the emails that go out after each session with action steps, it's all in one place. So now when I sit down to prep for a client call, I'm not hunting for information. I open Airtable and everything is right there. Now, do I have a massive roster of one-on-one clients? No, I don't. But that's not the point. The point is the system is ready. So if I decide to open up more space for client work, I'm not scrambling to figure out how I'm going to manage it. I know the structure can support it. And that frees up my mental energy. I'd rather use that energy on higher level work or, frankly, just have a little bit more peace in my day. That's the kind of safety net that strong systems give you. They allow your business to stretch when needed without stretching you too thin. That's how systems can support your business and your energy. All right, if you're wondering, Okay, this sounds great, but where do I start? I'm going to share with you three areas where I recommend focusing on. Number one is client delivery. And this, for most small business owners, is the backbone of our business. It's one of the easiest places to create these time-saving systems. So I want you to ask yourself, do I repeat the same types of steps with every client? Are there tasks I could template or batch? And what delays or hiccups seem to come up repeatedly over and over in my current process? Start by writing out your process, and then look for ways that you can streamline or standardize. So as an example, you're a web designer. You might create a project kickoff checklist, right? Pre-fill a client folder with reusable files, and then start templatizing their feedback request emails so that the process is now not as manual and not as over and over repeating that you have to do. Some of it is now streamlined and happening automatically. Number two is your content and marketing system. So remember, this is your attract, your engage, and your nurture. Your marketing system has those three stages. And I know this is an area where a lot of business owners spin their wheels. So let's dig in. Attract. This is how new people find you. It might be a podcast episode, might be a blog post, might be a guest workshop. In what ways are you consistently getting in front of new audiences? Right now, what are you doing to consistently get in front of new audience? What's your strategy? So as an example, let's say you release one new podcast episode every week. You can create a standard checklist for producing and promoting that podcast so that every episode gets maximum reach with minimal guesswork. You have set time blocked off in your calendar to batch outline and record, so you know when the next episode will be ready and you aren't scrambling at that last minute. Just a couple of examples. All right, the second piece is engage. So this is what invites them to take the next step, right? And so someone heard about you, they saw you on a podcast, or they're listening to your podcast. What's the next step you want them to take? And usually, for a lot of us, that means getting on your email list. So you're going to want to need a clear lead magnet that gets delivered in a reliable way. That lead magnet has to be something that's going to give them what they're looking for, a next quick win. So as an example, when someone listens to your podcast, you can point them to a free download or a checklist that you have. You set it up in your email provider so that the tech is seamless and consistent. Someone can sign up for this lead magnet while you are in bed sound asleep. All right, and then the third area of our marketing is nurturing. This is how you build the relationship and earn trust. So this could be through weekly or bi-weekly emails. But you want to have a simple email planning system, right? Maybe you've got three core content buckets and your emails fall into one of those content buckets. If you have this planning system set out, it can save you hours. So as an example, you decide your nurture content will rotate between a personal story, a tip or a strategy, and a client win. This alone already gives you a rinse and repeat structure for your weekly emails. You're no longer sitting in front of that flashing cursor and a blank screen, wondering, what am I going to write about this time? No, you're rotating between a personal story, a tip, and a client win. You don't need a massive funnel, my friends. Just build repeatable steps for each stage so your marketing becomes consistent, not chaotic. And the third area where we can dive into our systems and make things smoother is money and metrics. So now's the time to spend some time cleaning up your numbers. Do you have a CEO dashboard or some way of tracking key metrics? Are you reviewing your profit by offer, not just looking at your total revenue? Are your expenses organized in some way that you can easily see the month's expenses versus the month's income. So as an example, you could set up a weekly CEO check-in. You know, I like to call this the CEO Power Hour. And you can check out my download for that, where you're going to review your metrics, you're going to set your top three priorities, and you're going to ensure that you have time on your calendar for completing those priorities. Document that process so that you're not starting from scratch each and every week. And if you would like a little workbook that maps this out for 90 days, I highly suggest you go check out the CEO Pulse Check. It's more than a planner. It actually helps you set up a 90-day plan and then helps you track that plan each and every week. All right, let's wrap up by talking about how to actually improve your systems without turning it into a six-week project. Because I know how tempting it is to overthink this. We'll get stuck in perfection, or we wait until we have a whole weekend free to finally fix our back end. You don't need a massive overhaul. You just need a plan and permission to start small. So here's how I recommend you approach it. Step one, pick one area. Seriously now, just one. Don't try to fix your onboarding, your content calendar, your expenses, your hiring, your CRM all in the same week, because that will be a recipe for burnout. Pick one area that feels the most clunky or time-consuming for you right now. Step two, document what you're currently doing, even if it's messy. Write down your exact steps. Yes, even the inefficient ones. You can improve what you haven't mapped out. So I know sometimes this can feel tedious, but this step actually reveals where the real friction is. And step three, identify the pain points. Where are things falling apart? Are you repeating tasks unnecessarily? Are there too many steps or too many tools involved? Is the process totally reliant on you? And then step four, define what better looks like. And this is key. You need to have a clear goal of where you want this to go. Maybe it's saving 2 hours a week. Maybe it's reducing the number of emails you send. Maybe it's being able to hand it off to someone else. Whatever it is, knowing your desired outcome will help you stay focused. And step five, make one improvement and test it. That's it. Not five improvements, not a total rebuild, one upgrade. Implement it, use it for a week or two, and then evaluate. What worked, what didn't, and what's the next tweak you want to make? Remember, your systems don't have to be perfect. They just need to work for you. The beauty of running your own business is that you can evolve your systems as you grow. You're never locked in. You just need a starting point and the willingness to experiment. Alrighty, so here's your gentle reminder. The work you do now, while it's quiet, while your calendar isn't jam-packed, is a gift to future you. Every system you create, every checklist you write, every rinse and repeat process you build, it's all part of creating a business that runs without draining you. You're not doing this to be more productive for productivity's sake. You're doing this so that when your next client signs on, your next launch begins, or your next creative idea strikes, you're ready. If this episode resonated with you and you're thinking, yes, I need to get my systems together, but I don't want to do it alone, that's exactly part of what we do inside the Profitable Small Business Club. This isn't about organizing your business. It's about building a business that works with your life, not against you. So when you join, you'll learn how to build simple systems that support you, not stress you out. You'll learn how to prioritize the right tasks at the right time so you stop spinning your wheels, and how you'll free up your time and energy to focus on what matters most, whether that's growth, creativity, or just some more white space in your week. You don't need to have everything figured out. You just need a starting point and some support. So if you're ready to streamline your business and start making intentional progress, I'd love to see you inside. I'll put the link in the show notes, but head on over to ceoamplify.ca/profit to learn more and join us. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.